So I encourage you to do this. Next time that you have an important decision, or you're deciding whether to take this job or not, or you're deciding whether to move or not, try to think through it in a foreign language if you can. Do you ever think in a foreign language? If you're listening to this, most likely you're learning English. So, do you ever think in English or another language you're learning? This is something I recommend to my students quite often, and I try to get them to do it in our classes and in our lessons. But whether you're learning English or Spanish or French or German or Chinese or Korean or whatever, do you ever intentionally think in that language? Well, in today's episode, I want to share three reasons why you should start trying to think in another language. Three benefits that will help you by doing this. This is episode 48, and it's not just English, it's more than English. Let's go. Hey there, English speakers. Welcome to another very special episode of the More Than English podcast. I am your host and teacher, Jesse, helping you get to that next level in your English and in life. And today, I'd like to share with you three benefits of why you should start thinking in another language. Why you, especially if you're learning another language, but by the way, if you're not trying to learn another language, why are you listening to this? But I thank you nonetheless. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here and listening. But I'd like to share with you three benefits and three reasons why you should think in a foreign language. And actually, between me and you, I actually have four. There's a bonus reason in here. So I actually have four, but three sounds better in the title, doesn't it? And then you get an extra bonus one. But three main reasons plus a bonus reason why you should start thinking in another language and how it will benefit you more than just learning the language. More than just for an exam or speaking or listening or writing, but how it will truly benefit you in a deeper way. And if you're a teacher, why you should encourage your students and share with your students these things, why they should start thinking in another language. And we're going to talk about this. Some of these, they actually have scientific study and backing behind them. And also I have my own personal anecdotes as well, as I'm sure you do. So we're going to dig into those a little bit later. But before we get started, I thank you for listening. I just looked Spotify. We are tearing it up on Spotify. So thank you. If you're listening to me on Spotify, thank you for that. If you're listening to me on iTunes, thank you for that. If you're listening to me on any of the other platforms, the iVoox, on Android Podcast, on Google Play, whatever, thank you for listening. Be sure you give it a rating and a thumbs up or a comment. Somehow share the love, because I need it. I need you to share the love. Sometimes it gets a little lonely in here in the office, and I need some love. I need you to reach out and touch somebody. But anyway, I get off of the rails here. Get off of the rails. That's a good expression, by the way. To get off of the rails. It means to get off focus, get off track, right? If you're talking about something and you go off the rails, or get off the rails, or go off the rails, it means you get sidetracked. You go off on another topic. And the rails, of course, if you're picturing the rails of a train, right? What a train rides on. They're the rails. And if you get off of the rails, you're in big trouble, mister. But we're not in big trouble. We're correcting. So let's get back to it. Oh, by the way, if you don't know, and if you're a teacher or language learner. I have videos for you too. Do check out the YouTube, as the kids don't say at all. Check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Swede Academy. You can also search my name, Jesse Swede, and I will be one of the top searchers, I'm sure. J-E-S-S-E-S-W-E-E-D, in case you're wondering. If you don't know, now you know. And subscribe and get teaching lessons, teaching help, language lessons. I try to help you in general in your language learning and language teaching journeys. And I'm always open to suggestions, what you would like to hear videos about. But let's get into it. Reasons why you should start thinking in a foreign language. Reasons to think in a foreign language. Reason number one, and this could be number three actually, because it builds suspense. This is the main one that covers over everything. It helps you make better decisions. It helps you make better decisions. That's not just me speaking. That's university studies speaking as well. And this is very curious because this is something that I've been telling people how thinking and using Spanish has been helping me think more rationally and think more logically, because, and whether discussions with my wife, whether discussions at work, whether discussions, you know, thinking about students and talking to students. When I talk to them in Spanish, I try not to, but you know, sometimes. But this is something I've, and talking to friends, right? This is something I've observed in myself. I think more rationally. I think more logically in Spanish. Why? Because when you, in this study, I've thought this and I've said this, and then I saw the study and it backed what I was saying. So it's kind of reverse of what you normally do. You look at a study and say, oh yeah, but this study backed what I was saying, and it showed that we make more rational decisions in a foreign language. We make more rational decisions in a foreign language because it kind of bypasses our emotional reaction, our emotional part of our brain. We don't access that the same way as we do in our first language, right? Our first language cuts right to the heart. It goes right to the emotion first, and then we process it through the reason many times. And this is demonstrated by swearing, right? Have you ever said swear words? And swear words, by the way, are bad words, bad language, right? The offensive language in another language. Of course you have. Those are the first words that we learn in a foreign language, aren't they? Yes, of course they are. Either that or how to pick up a girl or a guy. But the swear words are the first. And if you tell me, and by the way, I'm going to say some bad words here in several languages, so beware. I'm not going to bleep them out. But if you tell me, Jesse, you motherfucker, fuck you, you piece of shit, right? Like those, like to a native speaker, those are pretty strong, especially if you say them seriously with, you know, anger and emotion, right? That goes to the emotion first, and then you might process it with logic and reason. Whereas if you say and by the way, that may have not sounded, you may be laughing, you may be offended, but I doubt it. Because to you, that's a foreign language, right? Okay, fuck is pretty universal. But if I say shit, what the hell are you doing? Right? Like, that goes to the heart first to a native speaker. Whereas if you say a swear word in another language or hear it, or if somebody says a swear word to you, gilipolla, or in Korean, shibal, Right? That is very offensive. I apologize to Korean listeners, but to me, there's no feeling behind that. You know? And especially with my pronunciation and stuff. Hijo de puta. Right? Like, that means nothing to me. That just means if I look it up in a dictionary, son of a bitch. But that's what it means. It goes right to the logic and reason. So we bypass. And by the way, when you bypass something, it means you go around. To bypass. To bypass. Like in your heart, bypass surgery. You take another route for the blood to go to your heart. Bypass. You bypass the emotions. You go around the emotions. Bypass. You bypass the emotional-based decisions and go straight to the logic and reason because you're trying to communicate and you're trying to find the best words and the simplest words to communicate what you want to say. So I encourage you to do this. Next time that you have an important decision or you're preparing for a job interview or you're deciding whether to take this job or not, or you're deciding whether to move or not, or you're deciding whether to buy this new car or this big investment or this big house, making a big decision, try to think through it in a foreign language if you can. And for two things, one, it'll be a great exercise to work that foreign language out. For two, it could help you make a more rational and a more logical decision. So take that and work with that. Number two, you should think in a foreign language because if you do this and the more you do this, the more the language will come more naturally to you, right? It will come more naturally. If you're always thinking as whenever you're going for a walk or traveling to work or home from work and you're thinking in the language, you're thinking on a foreign language, it will come more naturally to you because you're mentally conditioning yourself, you're training yourself to think in this language, even though you're going to make mistakes. Even though you don't know some of the words that you're looking for and you want to say, right? You're training your brain. You're mentally conditioning yourself to think in that language. And then it will come more naturally to your mouth. And I remember when we used to have our dog before she passed away. I'd take her out for walks. And when we were walking and going for walks, my wife, if you don't know, is Spanish. Many of my friends are Spanish. We speak in Spanish. So if I'm having imaginary conversations with my wife or with my friend or with somebody, I'm trying to think that, or not even trying, it kind of automatically comes many times, but I'm thinking about what I'm going to say in Spanish because when I actually say it, it's going to be in Spanish. The conversation is going to be in Spanish. Our previous conversations have been in Spanish. So I'm preparing to have that conversation in Spanish. And I'm thinking, and I've even gotten to the point where if I can't think of a word that I'm trying to say, like I would stop myself in the middle of the street, well, not in the middle of the street, but in the path and pull out my phone and search the word I'm looking for, even though I'm just talking to myself. It's training yourself. It's training your brain. And when you train your brain enough and you think enough, your body will react. And if you're a top-level athlete, you know what I'm talking about. You know, if you think about the right technique, you learn a technique, you learn the proper technique, and you think about that technique again and again and again, like before you go to bed, when you wake up, think about it. You think about your technique. How should you hold your hands? Where should your shoulders be? How should your feet be placed? Right? You think about it deeply. It's just as good as your body actually doing it. And this goes for learning a language too. Your mouth will respond because if you think powerfully enough, if you think deeply enough, your body kind of thinks you're actually doing it. And then it will respond accordingly. So reason number two, to learn a foreign language, that language will come more naturally because your brain is already training itself to use that and to think in that way. Good opportunities to think in the foreign language are in a car when you're riding and when you're walking, going for walks, when you're doing the dishes or cooking. And by the way, one big way to think in a foreign language, one big way to get it in your mind more naturally is to have more input, right? Listen to podcasts in that language. Listen to, watch YouTube videos in that language. Listen to music in that language. The more input you have in that language, the more you will start thinking and singing and then using that. Trust me, it'll work. I have to take my own advice and do this a little bit more. But number three, why you should think in a different language is to, as Apple says, think differently. To think differently, just like Apple. Think differently. See problems in a different way. See problems from a different perspective. To think more creatively, it could help you in problem solving, right? You can't think of this solution to this problem at work or in your life or with a neighbor or with your family or with your children or whatever. Thinking in another language will help you get a slightly different perspective on this. And who knows? With that new perspective could come a brand new solution that you never would have thought otherwise. And especially if you're in a creative industry, if you're a designer, if you're in marketing, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a blog writer, if you're a travel writer, if you're anything, especially if you're a travel writer, languages, thinking in another language would help you immensely. Immensely means very much. Thinking in another language will help you think differently and more creatively and help you find different solutions that you may not have thought of if you were to just continue thinking in your native language. The definition of insanity, as I've told you on several occasions, is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. You keep doing the same thing that you've always been doing, you'll keep getting the same thing you've always got. It's a different way. It's a different perspective. Looking at it from a slightly different angle. Try it and let me know how it goes. I'm curious. And by the way, share any tips on thinking in a different language. How do you do it? It's difficult for some people, right? And this goes into my bonus tip, my bonus reason to think in another language. And the bonus reason is self-development. It will help you in self-development, right? Personal development, helping you build that discipline. Because especially if you're living in your language, it will take discipline to think in a foreign language, right? You'll have to constantly be reminding yourself at first. You'll have to constantly be working on it at first. It'll be difficult at first, but if you keep doing it, if you keep thinking in that other language, that L2 or L3, it will become easier. Just like everything else, if you start running, right, after maybe 1 mile or 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers, you might be tired at first, but then if you keep working at it, you keep waking up early, and hitting the road. Hitting the road is an expression for go running. Hitting the road. Hitting the road. If you hit the road, you go running every day, you know, that 2 kilometers will build it to 3, 3.5, 4, 5, 8, 10. Then you're ready for maybe a small benefit run, charity run, or a small marathon or something like that. It will build discipline because it takes work and effort. And if you keep doing something that takes effort and takes work, you will become better at it. It will become more natural and it will become easier. And you will have built up yourself and your own personal development and your discipline. So these are 3 reasons, 4 if you count the bonus reason, of why you should start thinking in another language. The benefits of thinking in another language. And take it from me, I've experienced this for myself and I am experiencing it. And it is encouraging. Another thing, it encourages you to keep going because you do see the benefits of it pretty much right away. And again, I am interested. I am excited. I am looking forward to seeing how this works for you. Please do let me know. And let me know if you have any tips or suggestions that really work for you. But that's it for me. My time with you is over. We have reached the end. I thank you for being with me. Thank you for spending your time with me. Thank you for listening. Be sure to rate, subscribe, and come back every Sunday for a new More Than English podcast. Let me know if there's anything you'd like to hear about. Let me know what you've liked listening to. And if you are a teacher, I'm very excited. I have new courses and new lessons coming to help you in the classroom. As always, at Sweet Academy, you can go to the courses page, become a participating member, and get all of our language courses for, well, the price of the membership. And those are all included in the membership. And that's all. No more of that. Follow me on Instagram at Sweet Academy. Facebook, like I said before. It has been a pleasure. I am out of here. Remember, do something good for somebody today so they can do something good for somebody else. And if nothing else, keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.